Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi. We are on page 188. Simen Kuf Tzadi is Shtias Hayayin Achar HaBrocha V'dineho, the drinking of the wine after Birchas HaMazon and the Halachos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Achar Shesiyem Birchas HaMazon Mevarech Bori Piragofen V'yitom HaMevarech. After you finish benching, you make a bar piragofen, and the one who led the benching drinks some of the wine. The Rama says, "Vim hifsik bein habrocha l'ti'ima." If the person had any kind of hefsik between his bracha on the ayin and his tasting of the ayin, so ayin lekamon simen reish ayin aleph sif tezvov. The achar koch yitamu ha'achirim, says the Shulchan Aruch, after the one who made the bracha takes a drink, afterwards other people drink from that wine. In kulam zekukim lekos echad, if they are all zokuk to that one kos, v'nosen hamavarech mekoso lekos rekam shebiyadam. Everyone else has empty cups in front of them, and he's going to pass out his wine to the other people. Lo yitamu ad sheyitom hu. Everyone else should not taste from the wine until he tastes first. Aval em einam zekukim lekoso. But if they are not zokuk to his kos, meaning they all have their own kos of yayin in front of them, yicholim litom kodem sheyitom hu, then they can take part of the wine in front of them before he takes part of his wine. The Mechaber ends off and says, ein tzarech hamavarech lishboch mekoso lukos hamasubim, the one who made the bracha does not need to pour from his kos to the kos of those who are sitting around the table, elim kein kos hamasubim pogum, unless those who are sitting around have in front of them a kos pogum, which is a kos that was already drank from. If it's not a kos pogum, he does not have to pour from his kos into their kosos. Mashma, if it is a kos pogum in front of them, he must pour from his kos into their kosos. The Rama ends off and says, v'ayin le'el simen kupay beiz, v'sov simen reish ayin aleph. Now we'll begin the Mishabura. As we go through the Mishabura, we will review what the Mechaber told us. The first point of the Mechaber was that simply after a person finishes Birchas HaMazon, he makes the boy a paragofen and he drinks the wine. Sivkotan Aleph wrote, Salomar Amitza say, Kishim Mevarech Birchas HaMazon Alakos. Obviously, we're talking about a case where you're benching Alakos. Like we learned earlier in Simin Kupebez, Yidorech Borei Piragofen Achar Shesiyem Birchas HaMazon. He makes a bracha Borei Piragofen after he finishes benching. V'hainu, Afilu Im Kfar Beirach Al Hayayin Shebesoch HaSuda. Even if he already made a bracha on the Yayin during the Suda and he drank wine during the Suda, he still must make a new Borei Piragofen on the wine that he's having after benching. Shekol ma she'ocha v'shosa achar birchas hamazon su'uda acheresi. Because whatever you eat and drink after benching is considered another suda, and therefore the wine after the benching requires a new bar piragofen. The reason for that is, l'fisha birchas hamazon he siluk v'hesach hadas l'mashe l'faneha. The benching is a removal, it's taking your mind off of everything that was before. If you want to eat or drink after benching, you must make a bracha. Even over here, when the bracha that you're making afterwards is on the kos yayin that's connected to your suda, because the birchas hamazon was on that yayin, you must make a bar piragofen on the wine that you're having after benching. Sivkotan beiz is going on the Rama that told us to look later in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Tezvav. The chozer umavarech, a person who is mafsik between the bracha bar piragofen and the drinking, must go back and make a new bracha. Ubenilsa de shayach la suda einu chozer umavarech b'dieved. However, if the dibur, the hefsik that he has, is related to the suda, so then he would not have to go back and make a new bracha b'dieved. The Mechaber then told us, after the one who was leading the benching made a bar piragofen and he drank from the wine, the Mechaber said, afterwards, yitamu ha'achirim, then afterwards, everyone else should drink, sivkotan gimel, shekevan shu berach al kozeh, since you made the bracha and the benching on this coast, nochon hu sheyishta hu tchila, it makes sense that you should drink first, you made the bracha, then you pass it on to the others. The Mechaber then said, if everyone is zokuk to one coast, and the Mevarech is giving from his cup to their empty cups, they should not drink until he drinks. Says the Mishabura of Katan Dalud. Im kulam zakukim, haloshim megumim tzas. The loshin is a little bit messed up. The kavanoso ki'ilu kosov. What the Mechaber means to say is as follows. V'chein im kulam zakukim. So too if they are all connected to the one coast of the Mevarech. V'ratzalom, and it means to say, delomi baya, needless to say, im yesh ra kos echad. If there's only one cup on the table, v'kulam shosim mikozeh, and everyone is drinking from that exact cup, then it's poshet, b'vadai nochon l'chatchilo shehu yitom mikodem. then it's for sure that the one who made the bracha drinks first, and then he passes it on to everyone else. The chiddush is afilu im kol echad kos reikam lefanav. Even if everyone has empty cups in front of them, v'hu ma'ore la'achar bracha kodem ti'imaso mikoso lekosam. And after he makes the bracha before he drinks, he's passing out the wine to everyone else's cups. Gam kein ein roi sheyitamu him kodem. It's also not proper for them to drink the wine that he pours them before he drinks. Me'achar she'al koponim heim zekukim kulam lekoso. Since they're all connected, they're all zakuk to his kos, it makes sense. Not only if there's only one kos at all on the table, you wait till he drinks first. Even if everyone has their own kos, he makes a part of Yagofen. He then gives out the wine. He also should drink first before anyone else takes part in the wine. There is an interesting note over here, and that is note number 4. It's clearly mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that it's 100% fine for the mevarich to be mafsik between his bracha of bar piragofen and his drinking. So that everyone else should drink from a kos that's not pogum. Because after all, in the case we're discussing over here, no one has any drinks. And therefore, if he's going to drink first, they're going to be drinking from a kos pogum. So we see that pouring out the wine in order that they should drink from a kos that's not pogum, that overrides the idea that he should make a bracha and right away take a drink from his wine. However, this is really not so posher that it's called a kos pogum. If you want to look back to Simon Kuf Pei Beis, which is on page Pei Zayin, we saw a note over there, which is note number 17 that I'd like to read. Across from page Pei Zayin. So note 17 says as follows, in the second paragraph. V'gamim ha-mavarech shofech mekoso lekosos hareko shalshar ha-masubim. Our exact case, that the mavarech is pouring from his kos to the empty kosos of the people that have in front of them. Rishol Mazalman and Rav Nissen Krelitz both say, she'ein tzorech lishboch lekosom kodem she'ishte. You don't need to pour out from your kos into their kosos before you drink. She'kevan she'ein lifnei kol echar kos yayim b'fnei atzmo. Since everyone does not have in front of them a kos yayim, nechshav adover ki'ilu kulam shosem ekoso. We view it as if everyone is drinking from his kos. So those poskim are still clearly saying, it's not considered a kos pogum. Here the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that you are pouring the wine into their cups before you drink. And in note number 4, in our sugya, a very interesting ha'ara that he makes, and that is, although it's mashma over here to prevent their kosas from being pogum, instead of drinking right after your bracha, you're going to make your bracha, pour out wine for everyone else, and then you're going to drink. Continues number 4, Omnam le'inyan b'tzias ha'pas. However, when it comes to giving out bread, we learned earlier in Simen Kuf Samech Zayin, Sefkotan Ayin Tes, B'shein the Taz, She'ein kedai she'yitein ha'botzeo l'kol echa min ha'pas lifnei shu atzmo ocha mimenu. We said you should not give out the bread before you take a piece of the bread first. She'kevan she'ein heim rasho'im le'echa min ha'pas at she'yocha mimenu. Since they are not allowed to eat from their bread until you eat from your bread, ha'mavarech atzmo nechshav adover kafsuk l'chachila ben ha'brocha l'chachila. So when it comes to bread, the Mishnah Berurah brought from the Taz that you should not give out the bread until you take a piece of bread yourself and eat it after your bracha, then you distribute the bread. Here we're saying that you give out the wine before you drink from the wine and you're mafsik with the distribution between your bracha and the shtiyah. So the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos explains, shel hafsik l'tzorech halukas apasu hafsik l'chinam. What the Taz is saying is to interrupt between your hamotzi and your eating to get out the bread. That's considered a hesek for no reason. They're not allowed to eat anyway their bread till you eat your bread. So why would you give it out? But in our case of the wine, there is a toelas to give out the wine before you drink. If you give it out first, then when everyone drinks, they're not drinking from a kos pogum. But if you drink from it first, it's going to be a kos pogum. So though we saw from other poskim that it's not considered a kos pogum, we're going over here that the mashmos is that it would be a kos pogum, and therefore it's better to give it out before you drink it. So that's the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos' explanation that the Taz was talking, that you make hamotzi, you eat bread, and then you give it out. Don't give it out before you eat it, because that would be a hefsek. They're not allowed to eat anyway till you eat. So you eat, then you give it out. When it comes to the yayim, clearly from the Mishnah Berurah, you're distributing the yayim to make sure they will not have to drink eventually from a kos pogum, and you'll be masik between your bracha and your drinking. You will drink before all of them, but you'll first give out the wine before you drink from your kos yayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaiter Sifkotan Hei. Sifkotan Hei, if we go back to the Mechaber, after he says, if everyone is zakuk to the kos echad, so you give out the wine to them, but they cannot drink until you drink first. The Mechaber then said, Alam Einam Zakukim Lakoso, if they're not zakuk to your kos, Yecholim Litom Kodem Shiitam Hu. He said, everyone else can drink before you, they are not connected to your kos. The Mishavura says in Sefkotan Hey. Avalim Einam, Rotzalomar means to say, Im Yesh Lifnei Kol Echor Kos Yayin. If everyone at the Suda has in front of them their own kos of wine, Vahu Motziyam Bibirchaso, and he's being Motzi them with his bracha of Borei Pragofen, Vahavi Ki'ilu Heim Avarachim Ba'atzmam, and it's Ki'ilu they're making the bracha themselves, then Einam Srichim Lahamtin Allah, they do not need to wait for him. Sivkotan Vav, Ein Tzarech, right, the next point in the Mechaber was, Ein Tzarech HaMavarach Lishmach Mekoso Lekos HaMesuvim, and Elon came Kos HaMesuvim Pogum. We said if they each have their own Kosos, and it's not Pogum, he does not need to pour into their cups. Says the Mishabura Koya Delel, it's going on the last case, Shalo Hayu Zakukim Lekoso Shal Mavarach, where they were not connected, they were not relying on his Kos, they each had their own cup of wine. So he does not need to pour from his cup into their cups. Ve'atam de'ein tzarech lishpoch. The reason why he doesn't have to pour off from his cup into theirs, mishum de'kevan de'yatzu be'berchaso. Since they were yotze with his bracha, im kein koso kol echa nikri kosha bracha. You're making the bracha be motzi everyone else. Everyone has their own kos in front of them. Everyone in that case has their own kosha bracha, so they're not reliant on you whatsoever. You don't have to pour it into their kosos, and they could drink it even before you. Sivkatan zayin pogum. The only reason you would have to pour it into their cups if they have a kos pogum. Sha'oz tzarech lishboch mekoso lekosa me'at kodem sheta mimenu kedei l'sak. Then you would need to pour off from your kos into their koses a little bit before you drink from it in order to fix up the pikima of their cups. But if their koses are a kos pagum and they need you to pour wine from your cup into their cups to make it not kos pagum, so then they have to be careful not to drink before you. The same way if they're just taking from you to drink and they have nothing in front of them, they have to wait for you to drink. So too in this case, even though they have a kos in front of them, but if their kos is a kos pagum, and they're reliant on your kos being poured in before you drink to correct their kos pagum, so vaitu they become zakuk to your kos, and they would have to wait for you to drink first. If you look at note number 60, it points out a very important thing. The afa gav sheshtias kol ha-mesuvim einu ma'akevus. What are we discussing here already? No one has to drink. He led the benching, he made the agafen, only he has to drink. Dear lakamam, we're going to explain later on, shemikomoko mitzvah l'chatchila sheyishtu mikos she'enu pagum. If they are going to drink, even though they're not mechuyev to drink, they have a mitzvah l'chatchila to drink from a kos that's not pogum. V'ashulchan aruch le'el hevi machlokes aposkim imtzorach l'sakin es pegimas kosas amasubim. We had earlier in the Mechaber machlokes aposkim, if their pegima needs to be fixed up or not, when he's the one that's leading and they're having it afterwards, because of a mishabura shan, the mishabura over there wrote, Shashulchan aruch kan, Sosam kedas ha'omrim she'tzorach l'sakin pegimasam. The mishabura over there says, and that was the Mechaber brings a machlokes, that he says the Mechaber is so similar, like the one who says you have to fix it up, as we just read, that the Mechaber says he does not need to pour from his coast into their coast unless it's pogum. Mashma, if it's pogum, he absolutely must pour from his coast into theirs, even though they don't have to drink, but it is a mitzvah l'chatchila if they're going to drink, in fact, from a coast that is not pogum. Says the Mechaber, Vaiter Sibiz. Achar sheshoso kos shel birchas hamazon yivarech bracha achas mein shalosh. After you drank the kos of birchas hamazon, you have to make an al hagefen afterwards. So you benched on a kos. Now you drank. We'll see exactly how much you have to drink tomorrow. But you drank a revius that requires a bracha achrona. Not that you have to drink a revius for the benching, but if you drank a revius, so now you have to make a bracha achrona. Afterwards, you make a bracha in shalosh of al hagefen after the drinking of the wine, which is after the benching. Says the Mishabura Sekotan Ches, Achar Sheshasa, the imdaito lishtos od lo yivarech acharov. If you're benching and you're drinking the kosher bracha from Birchas HaMazon, but you plan on drinking more afterwards, so don't make the bracha achrona right after drinking the kos. Ela lubasof achar gemar shtiyoso. First finish whatever you want to drink, and then make the alagefen on the kos of Birchas HaMazon and any other drinks that you had afterwards. V'tafka k'shedaita lishtos miyod. This is only true that you should wait till you finish all your drinks if you plan on drinking right after the kos of Brachas Hamazon more wine right away. The ilav hachi, because if that's not the case, you want to drink a little while later, then yesh lachu shema yisakel. Then we have to worry that maybe the wine that you drank in the kos Brachas Hamazon already got digested. The ikul shel shtia einenu shir gadol kolkach. The sheer equal of a drink is not so great. It's not as long as the digestion of food. Ayin le'el simen kuf peidalot sefei magad avron v'ayin b'ralocha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if you want to drink right after the kos Brachas Hamazon, so first drink whatever else you want to drink. Make the algefen afterwards. But if you plan on drinking a while later, then it's not kedai. Make the algefen right away, because otherwise you're risking the fact that it might be too late, it might be past the Shir Yukla, and you'll lose out on the Bracha Achrona, on the wine you drank of the coast of the Brachas HaMazon. If you look in the back of the Sefer, note number 8 on page 35, right in the middle, so what exactly is the Shir Yukla? We learned by Achila, the Shir Yukla we said is no less than 72 minutes. We said it could be that you could bench longer, so long that you don't feel hungry, you still feel full, but at the minimum, we said by Achila 72 minutes, what is it by Shtia? He just says in the Mishnah Berurah that it's not as long. So in note 8 he writes, Ubegeder Shir Zman Zeh, in terms of defining what the Zman of Shir Ikul by a drink is, Kosav Achidushe Basra, Sha'ar Chatzi Shob Vadei Lo Over Shir Ikul. You for sure have up to a half hour. By Achila, we have no less than 72 minutes. By drinking, no less than half an hour. V'adayin efshir levarech al hashtiyah bracha achrona. And during that time, you can still make a bracha achrona on your drinks, as long as you're within a half hour. V'das hagon rav yashiv al pi amuva be'el yezuta b'shei matzah shmurim sheyesh lihizor shelo yavor karov l'sha'o l'achashtiyaso. You have a little longer time. He says you be careful not to let close to an hour pass after your shtiyah. So he seems to say a little bit longer, more than a half hour. One who's not sure, it's been a while since he took a drink, he's not sure if the Shir Ikul is past, the Kav HaChaim writes, Sheyishta Odi should drink more. Ubebracha achrona sheyivarech al kach yifter gamas masha satchila. If he wasn't Mesil Das, he would not need a new bracha rishona. Just drink more now, make a bracha achrona on this, we'll also cover that. Vim eino yachal lishtos od, if for some reason you can't drink more, so yishma bracha achrona me'acher, try to hear a bracha achrona from someone else. O yaharis a bracha belibo, or at the very least, think the bracha inside your heart. I'd like to read a very important biralacha over here, the last line on 188. We said just now in Sif Beis, after you drink the kosher Brachas HaMazon, you make a Birchas Me'ein Shalosh. Says the biralacha, Divra Maskli Yavarech Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh, V'imdaito Lishtos O, like we just saw, if you plan on drinking more, Lo Yavarech Achrov Elul Basof, again, you will not make the Bracha Achrona until you finish all your drinking. Here we have a whopping chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Kosav Magen Avraham, Di'im Ta'a, a person made a mistake, Uberach Acharav, and he made a Barach Achrona after his kos of Birchas HaMazon, and he really planned on drinking more, but he accidentally made a Barach Achrona afterwards. Ein Tzarech Levarech Batchila. Now when he drinks the rest of the wine that he planned on drinking, even though he made an Ala Geffen, he does not need to make a Barach Pirogafen afterwards. Kevon Shahoya Daito Lishtos Od. Zakhtim Magen Avraham Mechidish. A person's drinking the kos Brachas HaMazon, he made a boy pragafim. He plans on drinking more, but he accidentally says a bracha achrona after the kos Brachas HaMazon, and now he goes to drink more, he does not need a new boy pragafim. V'hagraz v'chay odom v'hilchos kriyas HaTorah etiku dvarov. The graz and the chay odom in hilchos kriyas HaTorah bring down his words. And the Chai Odom actually brings a raya from this Magen Avraham to the Taz that says if you accidentally laned only two psukim, in which case you have to lay in a third pasuk, you have to lay in three psukim, even if you made the bracha achrona on the Torah, you would not need to make a new bracha rishona when you go back to lay in the correct amount of psukim. And the Chai Odom brings a raya from this Magen Avraham to that Taz. V'ayim b'chadushe Rabbi Kiva Egyur b'shem Chuvas Kiryas Melech Rav. Look in the Chadush Rabbi Kiva Egyur, he brings b'shem the Chuvas Kiryas Melech Rav. The davka kisheta badin. The Magen Avraham is talking specifically when you made a mistake in din. The chashav the tzarech levarech bracha achrona. You thought you needed a bracha achrona. Afal pi sheretzono lishtos od. Even though you plan on drinking more, you thought halachically you need a bracha achrona right there. That's when you won't need a new bracha rishona. Aval b'shachach sheyesh lo lechol od, but if you forgot he was going to eat more or drink more, uberach bracha achrona, and you made a bracha achrona, tzorach levarach amash yochol achakach, then you would need to make a bracha on what you can have afterwards. Akan l'shono. Many achronim take issue with this Magen Avraham. Ayin b'al yirabish and mistabik b'dino shem Magen Avraham u'b'gdei yesho Maimon Mordechai chokim al Magen Avraham. The Maimon Mordechai asks an interesting shiloh. The Shulchan Aruch says that by the Seder, right, we have Shulchan Aruch and then we have afterwards Dafi Komen and then we bench. But let's say a person jumps the gun and he benches before having afikomen. So Shulchan Aruch passes over there. He's supposed to eat afikomen. He planned to eat afikomen. He just forgot about it. And then he benches and he wants to eat afikomen afterwards. Shulchan Aruch passes. He needs to make a new hamotzi. So that's the Maimon Mordechai's question, the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is saying over here that you made the bracha achrona betos. So then you don't need a new bracha rishona afterwards. So if you bench by accident before the afikomen, why would the Shulchan Aruch say over there, lefi the Magen Avraham, that you make a bracha afterwards? Some interesting sugya that I'm starting to look into a little more be'in. I find it fascinating, but we'll stop here in the Bir Halacha, and Amir Tashem tomorrow we'll go vaytu with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.